GOB80, organics. My food bill has risen and I'm glad. We recently decided to change what we eat. I'm still a non-meat eater married to a carnivore and we still shop at the same supermarkets. The difference is that we've gone over to only buying organic veg and, in my wife's case, meat. Moreover, wherever possible, and it sometimes adds half an hour to the average shop, we want British-grown organic food. If you only eat stuff that isn't injected with the antibiotics, growth hormones and worse, or grown with the aid of enough chemicals to stock a virtual outdoor science lab, then you're unlikely to be ingesting them second-hand. I still have a sneaking suspicion that eating organics is healthier for us, despite the research a year or two back claiming there's no difference. But the decision was prompted not by our own health so much as that of the birds and other wildlife. So while I don't mind aiding the health of Peruvian pigeons or Polish plovers, I'd rather be helping good old British bullfinches and perhaps, even more importantly, putting the buzz back into British bees. It's become ever more apparent that pesticides are nowhere near as targeted as manufacturers claim. Bees and other pollinators face a double jeopardy. Often they will die the instant they are caught in the spray. However, even more insidious is the effect some pesticides have in the slightly longer term. Two of the worst culprits, and I can hardly pronounce these, neonicotinoids and cumafus, damage their brains so that they forget flower scents or collection routes. Carried into the hives, they affect the growing larvae. Over time, populations drop or lose their effectiveness as pollen collectors and the swarm slowly dies off, long after the initial contact with the poisons. Short-term profits lead to wholesale use of chemicals that could lead to our own doom, so even those who care nothing for animal life should start to worry. Right now, of course, we are all squeezed financially. Our farmers barely survive supermarket tic-tacs and overseas competition, and many families survive only through their visits to food banks. Those of us who are less strapped have no excuse and have to lead the way. If we all started to demand homegrown, wildlife-friendly food and shop British whenever we can, we could make a difference. Our government spends huge amounts of our money subsidising all the wrong sorts of farming practice. If we could edge that sideways a bit, it could make a tremendous difference. But bringing pressure to bear on government, retailers and agribusiness is not enough when even those of us who care can be ignorantly poisoning ourselves and our garden critters. Given that our collective garden is a huge percentage of the nation, and overwhelming importance to birds in particular, it's incredible that so many of us feed birds and yet at the same time poison ourselves and them by the wholesale use of one of the worst chemical coshes about, glyphosate. The chemical kills weeds by disrupting their shimmic acid pathways, preventing them from growing and producing new cells. When ingested by mammals, us, it disrupts the production of a vital enzyme called cytochrome P450, the function of which is to help us detoxify. This in turn can lead to the build-up of toxins that cause a whole gamut of organ damage. Moreover, our gut bacteria have shikimate pathways, so their growth is disrupted too. This is not only likely to lead to stomach upsets, but may even affect our overall health, as it's thought that these bacteria are part of our body's immune mechanisms. Here's an aside, there's I think 104 different gut bacteria, some of which you actually need to stop getting fat. I doubt many of you set out to buy this noxious chemical, but take a look at the content list on the back of the most advertised and widely used garden weed killers, and there you are sure to find it.